Proverbs 4:15. So this is a continuation of what Solomon had said there in verse 14. Proverbs 4, I'll just start with 14 and then read into 15. He says, "Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away." It's a really important verse. I know I've probably used this verse many times over the years, and I just want to expound on it a bit right now. So this verse sets forth two main ways to enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. The first way is the preemptive way. And the preemptive way is stay away from it in the first place. Avoid it, pass not by it. Okay. The second way is a reactive way. And that is to leave it alone once you realize you're in it. Turn from it and pass away. So stay away from it entirely. And then if you do happen to get in it, leave it. I said leave it alone before. I meant leave it. Leave it and get out of there. So preemptive and reactive. Preemptive is the best way. Because if you avoid it altogether, you don't have to worry about how you're going to try to extricate yourself from it. Once you already get into it, it's a little harder to get out. It's a lot harder, as a matter of fact. So let's look at the first one. Avoid it. I'm going to define these words for you. Avoid is to keep away from, keep off. It is to leave alone, keep clear of, or away from, shun, to have nothing to do with, refrain from a person or place. So avoid it. Keep away from it. Leave it alone. Have nothing to do with it. Shun it. Right? So the first level of prevention is to keep away from the way of the evil men, and have nothing to do with it. So in other words, for example, don't go to the bar. Don't go to the club. Don't go to the party. Don't go to the charismatic church. Right? Stay away from that. I was talking to somebody the other day, talking about, oh, it'd be interesting to go to a Jewish synagogue and just see what they do. But my thought has been, and I have thought about that in the past, in a Muslim mosque, in places like that. But I just thought, you know what? Avoid it. Pass not by it. Don't go there. I don't know what kind of devils are in that place, and I don't want any of them clinging onto me. I'd just rather not go. I've thought it'd be interesting to go to a Mormon service and a Jehovah's Witness service and just to see what they do. But you know what? Avoid it. Pass not by. I don't even recommend even going to a place like that at all. Especially not a charismatic church. There are definitely devils in those places. I knew a guy one time, he and his wife went to some charismatic revival or meeting or something, and he said from that day forward, that woman changed, and she ended up leaving him and with four kids and going off, and I don't know if she married some other guy, I can't remember, but anyway, she left him when they had four kids, and he said that she was different after she went to that charismatic thing. So yeah, avoid it. Just don't even go there. You know, young kids especially, don't go to that party. Don't go to the bar. Don't go to the club. Just avoid it altogether. Say no to any invitation you get to any of those places. Because a good man eschews evil. Job was a good man. Job had some issues that the Lord dealt with him on. But by and large, Job was a good man. And one of the things that was said of Job is that he eschewed evil. Job 1 and verse 1 says, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil." To eschew means to avoid, shun, to avoid, keep clear of, escape a danger or inconvenience, to fight shy of, avoid a place, to stand aloof from a person, to abstain carefully from, avoid, shun, an action, a course of conduct, an indulgence, an article of food or drink, etc. So when you eschew evil, you abstain from it. You carefully stay away from it. You totally avoid it. This is what Job did. Job wasn't one that liked to walk right up on the edge, because there are some Christians that love to walk right on the edge, as close as they can possibly get. You know, if some Christians out there, if the pastor says, don't have more than two beers, they're going to go right up to that edge. Or maybe the pastor wouldn't even say specifically. But if the pastor says, I personally only have one, they figure, oh, I can have two, I can have three, whatever. They like to go right up to the edge, right? Not a good idea. Just stay back from that edge. I've got a quote here for you and a little bit about that. Because you know what happens when you walk right up to the edge, take a peek? You know how many people have died at the Grand Canyon? A lot. There's people die. I didn't realize this until I was there. But there are people that die there every year. They get too close to the edge and they fall off. That's why you don't want to get right up close to that edge. Spiritually speaking, avoid it, pass not by it. To pass is to go on, move onward, proceed, to make one's way. To pass by, and this is, I had to go the whole way down to definition number 61 in the Oxford English Dictionary, but I found this phrase, pass by, and this is exactly what Solomon says, pass not by it. To pass by means to go on, or I'm sorry, to go or proceed past, to move on without stopping, to flow past, to go past a thing or person without stopping and without taking notice, to fail to notice, to overlook, to omit, to take no notice of, dismiss from consideration, disregard, ignore. So you think like, oh, it's okay to pass by, because when you pass by, right, you just move on, you don't stop, you just move on by, you just overlook it, you just don't really pay attention, oh, I can just walk right by there, I'm just not even going to look, right? You think all passing by is fine. You know what Solomon says? Pass not by it. Don't even go past it. Because there are certain things that you think, oh, I can just walk right by there, I won't look. You know, I can walk right down that red light district in New Orleans or wherever, and oh, I'm not going to look. Right? I can walk right by that Victoria's Secret display there at the mall, I'm not going to look. You know what Solomon says? Pass not by it. Because you're going to be tempted to look. Just stay away from that thing, if at all possible. So this is the next level of prevention, to not even go near the places where evil men congregate. Not even go near them. Don't even pass by them. Even if you think you can walk or drive by without stopping, which is passing by, don't do it. You know, if you drive by the bar or the party, you may be tempted to stop in for just one drink, right? Now, this is probably more for younger people, hopefully. I hope this isn't a problem with older people, but it could very well be. But if you figure, oh, I'll just drive by, right? You know, back in high school, I don't know, maybe you didn't experience this. I wish I didn't. But, you know, people used to party back in high school. And if you thought back in high school, oh, I'm just going to drive by the party. I'm just going to pass by, though. I'm not going to stop. Yeah, right. Right. Pass not by it. Don't even get near there. Or here's a better example, probably. If you visit websites with ads of immodest women dressed on them, you may be tempted to click. So don't pass by that. Don't go to websites that have ads with immodestly dressed women on them, right? If it's a decent site that has good information on it, but it has ads like that, get an ad blocker. I've got an ad blocker. I don't see any of that stuff. It's all gone. It's just totally removed. But if you can't get rid of the ads, just don't go to sites like that. It's not worth the temptation. Pass not by it. Turn from it. So now we're into the second group here. Now we're in the reactive, not the proactive phase. To turn is to change or reverse course, to alter the course of, to cause to go another way, to divert, deflect. Figuratively, to divert or deflect from a course of action, purpose, thought, etc., to alter the course of something immaterial. So when you turn from it, then that means you're pretty much there already. Like, you weren't smart enough to avoid it and pass not by it. Now you've arrived there, and now what do? You turn from it, and you start going back the other way. This is the next level of prevention. You turn around and head in a different direction if you find yourself in or near the way of evil men. So if you were dumb enough to think, oh, I'm just going to drive by that party, I'm not going to stop though. Well, whenever you get up to that party, now you turn around and you go the other way. You go back. You want to foresee the evil and hide yourself before it's too late. We all know this verse, right? Proverbs 22 and verse 3. Proverbs 22 and verse 3. It says, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. You see, that prudent young man would have enough sense to know, you know what, if I start driving towards that party, I'm probably going to stop. And he's smart enough to foresee the evil and pass on, you know, just go right past that thing, take another route, don't even get anywhere near it, rather than the fool that's going to end up stopping there and get punished. And then the last one, and pass away. Turn from it and pass away. To pass away, I had to go down to number 60 to find this definition of pass, that phrase, pass away. It is to depart, also to get or break away, as from restraint. So, to depart and break away. So, you see how we're getting, it's getting worse and worse as we go. Avoid it, you're not even anywhere near it. Pass not by it, right? You don't even want to go past it, right? Avoid it, you're not even going in the direction at all. Pass not by it, you're saying you don't even want to drive past it. Turn from it, you're going to turn before you get there. But pass away, break away, to get or break away. Like you're already there, and now it's really time to hightail it out of there. You've got to get away now. This is the final level of prevention. Depart and break away from the way of evil men if you have failed to avoid it and turn from it. By this time, it's almost too late to get away. Because once you're there, I mean, once you've stopped at that party and you've taken that first drink, you know, it's just about over at that point. And especially if you knew you shouldn't have been there in the first place, it's over. You better pass away now or you're going to pass away in a figurative sense whenever you get busted. This is why it's critical to avoid the path of the wicked before ever getting near it. Jay Adams, I think this was in his book Competent to Counsel. I can't remember which one I got this from. But Jay Adams said, to keep from falling over the edge of the precipice, one should move as far back from that edge as possible. You don't want to walk right up to the edge of that Grand Canyon because you will fail to see a loose rock on the edge. You're not paying close enough attention and you're going to slip and fall. Stay away from that edge. And I've explained this before, but that's why as a pastor, I have to stay even further away from the edge than I could probably get away with. Because as Pastor Conrad Jarrell explained to me one time, that church members are going to follow you, kind of like, you know, that head goose and they follow, the other ones follow them in a V. Church members are going to follow you in a V. And if I walk right up to the edge and peek over, guess what happens to all the ones to the right of me? They already fell off. They're gone, right? If I could say, well, you know, I could probably drink three beers. Some people are going to be like, if the pastor could drink three, I could drink six. And they're gone, right? That's why I say one, and I hope you stop at two. That's what I do. Put iniquity far away from you. Job 11 and verse 14. Job 11 and verse 14. He says, if iniquity be in thine hand, put it far away, and let not wickedness dwell in thy tabernacles. So you don't keep it just out of reach, right? That's not how, that shouldn't be our attitude of sin. Well, as long as it's more than an arm's length away, I can't get it. Well, if it's just an arm's length away, you could probably take a step and get it if you really wanted to. But if you put it far away, it's not even in your tabernacles, it's nowhere near your house, then it's going to be much less likely that you end up falling into sin because you've removed that far enough away that it's not easy to get to. And then we're told, and this will be the closing verse for tonight, in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22, that we should abstain from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22. He says, abstain from all appearance of evil. So, not only do we want to abstain from evil itself, but from the appearance of evil. So, if two people are dating, right, and you want to go on a trip together, get two hotel rooms. You abstain from appearance of evil. Now, maybe you're good Christian people and you could get one hotel room with two beds and, you know, and you're not doing anything that's actually sinful at all. But there's an appearance of evil. Get two. Pastor Boffy says get three. You might want to get one in between you even. Abstain from the appearance of evil. I've had people that wanted to talk about getting baptized and joining the church, but were living in the same house with a woman that they were, that this person was dating, and but allegedly he was living on one floor and she was living on the other. Now, whether that was true or not, I don't know. But even if it is true, that's not happening. Not in this church. You're not living in the same house with a woman you're not married to. You know, if you're dating, obviously, or even if you're not dating, if you're an adult and you're living with somebody you're not related to, that's of the opposite sex, not a good idea. Not going to happen. Abstain from all appearance of evil. So there we have it. Avoid it. Don't get anywhere near it. Pass not by it. Don't even think you can walk past it without looking. Turn from it. If you get there where you've already disregarded the first two and you're almost there, you turn around. And then if you end up there, you break away from it. You pass away. And that's how we will steer clear of sin.